It's called by. In the previous Mishnah, we were discussing a case where Kiveris Beihat was partly inside the house and partly outside the house. This Mishnah is discussing a case where the Kiveris is entirely inside the house. And there's less than a tefach between the top of the Kiveris and the ceiling. The Kiveris is standing upright, and the top of the Kiveris is very close to the ceiling, within a tefach of the ceiling. So in such a case, since it's so close to the ceiling, we look at it as if the top of the Kiveris actually reached the ceiling. Tuma b'teicha habayis tamei. If there's a tuma inside the Kiveris, if there's a kedayis min hameis inside the Kiveris itself, the tuma would escape through the top of the Kiveris and be matame the content of the house. Even though we said that since the top of the Kiveris is so close to the ceiling, we look at it as if it actually reaches the ceiling, even so it escaped through the top. Tuma b'bayis masha b'teicha tor. If there's a tuma inside the house, if the kedayis min hameis is not inside the Kiveris instead, it's inside the house, then the Kiveris would protect its contents. The contents of the Kiveris would remain tar. As even though when the tumah is inside the Kiveris, the tumah escapes through the top of the Kiveris and is metame the contents of the house, when the tumah is in the house, the tumah would not enter through the top of the Kiveris and be metame the contents of the Kiveris. And the Mishnah explains the reason. Shederach tumah lotzeis ve'ein darka lihikaneis, that normally a tumah would exit but not enter, meaning a tumah that's inside a Kiveris would normally be taken out of the Kiveris and into the house, so therefore that tumma would escape through the top of the Kiveris and be matama the contents of the house, even though the top of the Kiveris is very close to the ceiling and we look at it as if it actually reaches the ceiling. But since the tumma will eventually be taken out of the Kiveris, the tumma would escape through the top of the Kiveris and be matama the contents of the house. But a tumma doesn't normally enter. A tumma that's in a house would not normally enter a Kiveris. You wouldn't take the tumma out of the house and put it into the Kiveris, so therefore the contents of the Kiveris would not become tameh from that tumah, as that tumah would not go through the top of the Kiveris. I mean, the contents of the Kiveris, and since the Kiveris is not makabel tumah, as we're talking about a Kiveris that's very large and it's not makabel tumah, it would protect its contents from becoming tameh from a tumah that's inside the house. Bein omedes, bein muta al tzida, bein achas, bein shtayim. This din that we said, that if the tumah is inside the Kiveris, the contents of the house is tameh, but if the tumah is inside the house, the contents of the Kiveris is tar, that then would be true whether the Kiveris is standing upright, that was the case that we were discussing until now, or whether the Kiveris was not standing upright, instead it was on its side. And we're talking about where the opening to the Kiveris was within a tefach of the wall of the house. Then the din would be the same. If there's a tumah inside the Kiveris, that tumah would escape and be matame the contents of the house. But if there's a tumah in the house, that tumah would not be matame the contents of the Kiveris, so the tumah would not get into the opening of the Kiveris, since the opening of the Kiveris is within a tefach of the wall of the house. We would look at it as if the opening of the Kiveris was right up to the wall, and therefore the tumah would not get in to the Kiveris. And this thing would also be true whether there was one Kiveris or two, meaning to say, until now we were talking about where there was only one Kiveris, and that Kiveris, when it was standing upright, the top of the Kiveris almost reached the ceiling. But it also would be true if there were two Kiveris. The Kiveris was smaller, and the first Kiveris did not reach close to the ceiling. And on top of that Kiveris, another Kiveris was placed, and the top Kiveris did reach very close to the ceiling. The dinim would be the same. If there's a tumah in the house, the contents of the Kiveris would be tar, and if there's a tumah in the Kiveris, the contents of the house would be tummy. In the previous Mishnah, we were discussing a Kiveris that's entirely inside a house. This Mishnah is discussing a Kiveris that's entirely in the doorway of the house. It's not inside the house nor outside the house, it's in the doorway of the house. And the Kiveris, which is standing upright, have less than a tefach between the top of the Kiveris and the top of the doorway. So we look at it as if the top of the Kiveris actually reached the top of the doorway. Tuma b'teicha habayis tar. If there's a tumah inside the Kiveris itself, to the kedayis min hameis inside the Kiveris, the contents of the house would remain tar. And since the top of the Kiveris is right up to the top of the doorway, the tumah would not escape through the top of the Kiveris and therefore would not enter the house. And we're talking about where the Kiberos is not perforated. As if it was perforated, the tumor would escape through the perforations and be metameted the contents of the house. But in this case, since it's not perforated, it cannot escape from the side. Neither can it escape from the top of the Kiberos, since the top of the Kiberos is so close to the Mashkev. So therefore, the contents of the house remain taut. Tumor Babayis, Masha B'Toycha Tomei, Shaderach HaTumor Lotzeis, V'ein Dorka Lehikonet. But if there's a tumor inside the house, and the Kiberos is standing in the entrance of the house, the contents of the Kiberos will become Tomei from the tumor, as the tumor would escape into the entranceway of the house and go through the opening at the top of the Kiberos and be Metame, the contents of the Kiberos. Now, even though the top of the Kiberos is very close to the Mashkof, when we look at it, as if it reaches the Mashkof, even so the tumor gets through there and is Metame, the contents of the Kiberos, and the Mishnah explains why. It's the derech of a tumor to exit but not to enter, meaning to say the tumor inside the house will eventually be taken out of the house through the entranceway in which the Kiberos is standing. So therefore, since the tumor will eventually be taken through that entranceway, the tumor will be metame, the Kiberos is standing right there in the entranceway, and it will get through the top of the Kiberos and be metame, the Kiberos. Now, the Kef Mishnah explains that we're talking about where the Kiberos is filling up the entire doorway. Not only the top of the Kiberos within a tefach of the Mashkof, but the sides of the Kiberos are within a tefach of the doorpost. So since the Kiberos fills up the entire doorway, the tumor has nowhere to go but to be metame, the Kiberos. But when the tumor is inside the Kiberos, it would not escape through the top of the Kiberos and be metame, the contents of the house, as a tumor is not normally brought into a house. The tumor that's in the Kiberos will not eventually be brought into the house. Instead, it will be taken right out. So therefore, that tumor will not escape through the top of the Kiberos and be metame, the contents of the house, since the top of the Kiberos is so close to the Mashkof.